As Ohio moves closer to allowing certain businesses shut down for coronavirus to reopen, Republican and Democratic state lawmakers are raising concerns about that plan and promoting their own ideas. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder says it's unfair that some big stores stayed open but small ones were shut. And he says businesses and individuals have to be trusted to make their own decisions about opening up and going out.
We are a free society. That's what we are. And there are great risks at being free. There's no doubt about it. Government can't bubble wrap you and can't sit there and make every single decision for you in your life. I don't think people at the end of the day really want that.
But House Democratic leader Amelia Sykes says not all businesses are the same. As she notes, a proposal signed by more than half of House Republicans that says all businesses can and should be open on or before May 1st.
I do think that is a dangerous statement to make, and all businesses are not created equal and their business models are not the same.
Democrats want 14 days of declining COVID-19 cases before businesses are allowed to reopen. Sykes says her caucus also wants more details on scaling up testing and on the workforce that will be hired to do contact tracing. They also want specifics on plans to open daycares and on enforceable employer policies to protect workers and on support for businesses that need help both to reopen and to stay closed.
We can't take the approach of everything opens up immediately at the exact same time. And I get the desire to do that. We are sympathetic. We do want businesses to open, but we also want people to be alive to continue to patronize those buildings.
Sykes also says Democrats want a contingency plan for November in case in-person voting is still considered unsafe. Householder was elected Speaker with a bipartisan coalition, though he's had legislative disagreements with Democrats. While the Democrats' recommendations are even stricter than DeWine's plan, Householder says they will have a seat at the table along with Republicans to talk about opening up the economy. And Householder says that since the legislature is what he calls a separate but equal branch of government, DeWine should sit down with lawmakers. Though Householder put out a statement after DeWine issued his plan, saying House Republicans felt disrespected by it. But Householder says he's still an avid DeWine supporter.
We have a difference of opinion in regards to this. And I'll just say that our members do feel disrespected. They came out of the Kasich administration where it is well noted that John Kasich just didn't have a lot of respect for the legislature. And we don't want to get into the same situation with Governor DeWine.
For his part, DeWine says he wants legislative leaders' input on how to reopen restaurants, bars, hair salons, and barbershops. But he says he doesn't expect everyone to agree with him and that he has the ultimate responsibility on issues of health. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.